Babe, I'm home. Are you in the living room? There you are. What are you doing so far away from the door when you know it's the time I come back from work? I can't bear to be without you for one more moment. I missed you so much during work today again. I wish I could just stay with you like this, snuggled up together, all day in bed. If only. You know what time it is now, honey. Yes, come. Rest your head in my lap. It's pampering time for my good boy, starting with your beautiful hair. So, what did you do today? Oh, what game? I know that one. Doesn't it have heavy romance in it? You know I don't like it when you look at other women like that, even if they aren't real. This is why I don't let you play multiplayer games. Don't make me get involved again by doing something silly. But I have faith in you. I know you only have eyes for me. Right? Of course you do. I'm the only one for you. I am your world, the love of your life, as you are mine. Did you do anything else besides playing that game today? Oh, babe, I'm not chastising you for playing games all day. You know I don't mind what you do, so long as you don't break any of the rules. I just want to know about everything you do, everything about you. That's all. Oh, nothing much, huh? Is that so? Well, can you tell me what you were doing in the living room today? Just staring off into space? You always make sure to greet me as soon as I come home. What was different this time? What were you thinking about? Oh, about back then. Yes, sometimes I think about that time too. Do you regret it? Do you regret becoming mine? Why are you taking so long to answer, babe? Please, just say you don't regret it. Say you're happy now with me. Please. Of course you're happy. You love me. I don't know why I ever doubted that. But sometimes I regret it. Kidnapping you. Threatening you. Threatening your little friend. I've done things. Horrible things, baby. Things you can't even imagine. I've done. I did it all in the name of love. I excused all my actions with love. I took you, stole you away. I convinced myself I did it because I loved you. Well, I did do it because I loved you, but it was also out of selfishness and impatience. I couldn't stand not having you. You were out there, doing whatever with whomever and not me. You should only be doing things with me. So I let my more unstable tendencies go unchecked. And now I regret it. I shouldn't have been so forceful with you back then. I shouldn't have. Huh? You forgive me? That... I don't know what to say, baby. Recently, I've felt the weight of my sins hanging onto me like water to clothing. I find it harder and harder to move forward knowing what I've done. But my good boy always got me through the toughest of it. But knowing that you forgive me, it's liberating. Truly. I love you. You don't have the slightest idea how happy you've made me all these years. I know I tell you all the time, but mere words can't possibly capture my feelings, baby. Maybe actions can, though. I wonder if things would have been different if I approached you like a regular, not driven, insane by obsession person would have. If I had just flirted with you a little, maybe asked you out on a date, and then take it from there. Would we have had a happy life, like the one we have now? A normal life. I can just imagine it. Dating through college, getting married, having kids, growing old together. It sounds like a dream. We can still do all of those things. but our path was just a little bumpier than normal, to say the least. But I think we've finally let go of everything holding us back, honey. So, what do you think of marriage? And kids? How many do you want? I personally want at least 2. But from there, I don't mind. But what about their educations? And then... You're right. I'm getting carried away. Let's just focus on marriage for now. We are getting married. It's just a matter of when. Though personally, I don't attach too much value to the concept of marriage, since my love for you can't possibly be captured by a millennia-old tradition like that. But the tax benefits and other things are pretty important. Also, I would love to finally be able to call you my husband instead of my boyfriend. For the ring, I don't have many preferences about it. Do you? Yeah, it's not really practical to spend too much money on a diamond ring. The one thing I absolutely want for our rings is for them to be extremely visible and hard to miss. I want the rings to be one of the first things someone notices about you. That way, everybody would know that you're my belonging. Not many girls will try and bother you once they notice that. And if any still do try and make a move on you, then I'll kill... No, I'll fight them off. I'll protect you. You know I'd do anything for you. Anything. I hate to stop when you're looking so cute and relaxed like that. But all that talk about marriage and children has gotten me quite worked up. I think we should take this to the bedroom, What do you think? Of course. I knew you'd say that. Let's go. We've been doing this for years, and yet you never seem to not get flustered whenever I push you down. But that's okay. I like my good, shy boy when he's all red and blushing. You're adorable. And incredibly stimulating. So tasty. You make me want to devour you right this instant. I think I'll do just that, actually. But first, I need to get you hard. Easy. I know all your weak spots, babe. I know you really like it when I put my hands on your inner thighs and just slowly stroke you there. See? Already getting hard for me. And I haven't even touched your cock directly. Such a naughty boy. Let's get started on that beautiful cock of yours, shall we? I've got the lube right here. I'm gonna make you feel so good. Oh, baby, you're shivering. Do I make you feel that good? Of course I do. Shh, don't resist it. Just relax and enjoy the pleasure. Yes, relax. Just like that. You're tensing up. Are you about to come? Here. Do it in my mouth. I won't let a single drop go to waste.
Come on, baby. Come. Don't hold back. Just let it all out. Just give me all your tasty semen.
Delicious as always. Take a few moments to rest. I want you to be ready for round 2. Yes, of course we're doing a round 2. I haven't gotten to come yet. How do you feel? Are you ready? Okay, good. Because I was starting to get impatient. All right, let me get back on top. Hmm? Oh, yeah, no. You're not using a condom tonight, baby. No birth control. I'm gonna do you raw. I've been thinking and I really, really want children. Your children. We're ready. Who says we need to get married to have kids? Let's just get started on that now. Yes! I knew my good boy would agree. It's inside. I love you. I love you. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, yes. I love you. I love you. Oh, I love you. I love you. Finally, I can have my darling's child. I've waited so long for this. Oh, I can feel it. This is fate. Destiny. This was destined to happen from the moment we met. Oh, all I'm doing is carrying out my fate. Our fate. I'm gonna make you even happier than you are now. Would you prefer a boy or a girl? Or maybe one of each? It doesn't matter to me. I've already thought up dozens of names for girls and boys. Oh, baby. I can feel you getting even more riled up than usual. You must really want to impregnate me. This load is going to be special. I just know it. Don't hold back. Let it all out for me. Do it. Come. That's it. You've done it. You let out so much sticky cum all for me, and I love it. There's definitely no way I don't get pregnant after this, right? Well, not that it makes that much of a difference. We have all the time in the world to keep trying, because we're going to be together forever and ever and ever. You won't ever leave me, right? Of course not, baby. I obviously know you wouldn't do anything stupid like that. I just love hearing you say it out loud. And you wouldn't even make it 5 feet if you actually tried to run from me. Trust me, I won't let you run. I'm just gonna lay down on your chest now and have a little rest. You're so warm. Oh, my eyelids feel so heavy. Maybe I got too worked up. You too? Oh, fuck it. How about we just fall asleep like this together? Connected. We can clean up when we wake up. Good night, baby. I love you.